This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. Okay, so today is Chol Hamoed Pesach. We're going to be chazing what we did the first 3 days of Yom Tov. So we're going to be starting Tamid, Hey Hey, and I think we're going to go till Zion Gimel. Okay, Zion Gimel. I don't think we're going to do Zion Dalad. I think it's a little bit too much for one day. We'll leave Zion Dalad for another time. So let's start with Hey Hey, Ha, to Zion Gimel Zug. Okay, let's go. We're going to try to go through the first ones a little more rapid because we did them already over Yom Tov. So let's begin. Misha Zachem Makta, the one who's Eicha, to take the shovelful of coals into the Heichal for the purpose of the Keteiras. Not the Makta Zekhez, if he takes his silver Makta, Vol HaReishim Mizbech goes to the top of the Mizbech. To the Maruch HaShniyah Shech Keteiras, Pina Sekecholim Heilich HaHeilich, he moves the coals this way and that way, V'chotan, he gets good Geshmaka coals, okay? Yorad, he comes down from the Reish HaMizbeach. Eirul Nesech Zav, he pours the coals now into a shovel of gold. Now, the one of silver was held four kav, okay? And the one of gold only holds three kav. So one kav is going to end up spilling. It's inevitable. We don't want to use the gold one to shovel into get the coals because we don't want the gold one to get ruined. This bazer menu kav gecholim and kav gecholim spills all over the floor. Mechad and lama, they sweep them into the amom. Ay, 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 v'shabes hoya, fine. They sweep them into the amom for two purposes. Number one, someone should get hurt. Number two, flush it for cleanliness. So you sweep them into the amom. V'shabes hoya koyfe aleihem psachter. On Shabbos, we put on top of the coals a psachter. Shabbos, we can't sweep it. We don't want to put them out because of the melacha of mechaba. Therefore, we put on a psachter. What is a psachter? A pot, a copper pot. Psachter is a kli gold machzech as lesech. It was very large. We'll see why later, why it was needed to be so large. It held a lesech, which is 15 saw, half a core. Core is 30 saw.
50 gallons.
Shtei shashrois you bought it. Two chains. Ach shemoshech bav yared. One that you pull with it as you bring it down the mikvash. We're going to learn very soon that this psachter was used for tzos deshen, taking out the deshen from the top of the mizbeach. And they would do that by take it down the ramp, etc. So you have one chain as you bring it down the mizbeach. Ach shemoshech bav mamal. Another chain you hold it from the top. Shemoshech bav yared to make sure it doesn't roll down. Now the one on the top, I understand what it was needed for, because I think gravity naturally would pull it down. So you just need somebody on top that doesn't keep rolling because it's round and circular. But I don't know what the one at the bottom was for. Apparently there was friction. I don't know.
It's going to keep it straight. Otherwise, it would just go all over the place.
Maybe. Maybe the friction overcame the gravity. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Three purposes. Throw it on the gecholim on Shabbos when you can't sweep them. While sherets for Shabbos, if the sherets in the Mesa Mikdash was a terrible thing because it could become tamei, we need to get rid of it. But on Shabbos, it's muksa. Oh, so you put on a psachter. Make sure nobody touches it. Moridim ba esadeshim algab mizbech. And with the psachter, we take the deshim off the mizbech. Mice of a tzadeshim, which we said we spoke about this earlier. Some say it was every day. Some say it was not every day. Vav, he gave these two kohanim that were zeichin the keteiras. One had the keteiras, one with the machta. They come now between ulam mizbeach between the ulam and the mizbeach. Not the lechus the magreifa v'zarkib in ulam mizbeach. One of them takes the magreifa. Now the magreifa literally means a shovel. We had a magreifa before that meant some sort of wind instrument. It seems to be this magreifa is a third type of magreifa which is used for noise making in the shape of a shovel. It seems very strange to me. They had something for noise making in the shape of a shovel? I don't know. Maybe they just had a big shovel. They used it made a big bang. I don't know. They throw it. You know this? Throw it. Between the ulam and the mizbeach. Wow. Yeah, we'll see why they did that. It wasn't time to, you know, make a rush. Okay. It was like a banger, you know? Like a big clopper. you know, and it was like a shovel because like it had a handle and a big wide thing at the bottom. That makes more sense to me. Zerka, throw it, okay. So, you know, maybe left her hand at the end. All right, a big banger. Fine, I like that word. No one could hear their friends in Yerushalayim when the Magreif were banged. Unbelievable. Right? We're in the middle of davening. Chazan is up to wherever. By Chavrusa, we're learning. A woman, children are sleeping. And all of a sudden, the Magreif goes off. Woo! The banger had three purposes. You knew to get ready to come in to bow. Now, they're not going to come in immediately. They're not going to come in to bow until after the Ketairis. That was common practice. We'll learn about that later on today. Okay? Uben Levi. I'm sorry. Verotzabad, he comes. Uben Levi. Shemaz called Ben Levi. Here's the voice, the sound. He knows his brethren, the Leviim, are now going to start singing. Not yet. Let's get some time, but it's, we'll learn more about the singing today. He's got to go be tovel in the mikvah. Ratzabani runs and comes. The Roisha Maimid, at the head of the Maimid. Remember the 24 Ma'amadis, the shifts of Yidden that were watched them as Mizbeach, etc., stand by the Karbonis. All the tzmeim of that mishmar at the Shar Mizrach. Some say it was to embarrass them that they didn't retire themselves in time for the avodah. They had Thomas Carey. They were with their wives. They did not make sure to retire themselves properly beforehand. Others say the opposite, that people shouldn't think that they're stam lazy. They should know that it was a sheret, that it was a tumah. It wasn't their fault. It was tumah sheret, something like that. Something that was beyond their ability, beyond their control. Okay. I put them at the eastern gate of the Harabayas. Because they didn't have a status of Machalavia, apparently, because if it's a Balkari, it can't be a Machalavia. Okay. Fine. You think only the Harabayas itself had Machalavia status. This is outside the Harabayas. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. Vav Aleph. Hechilu oilem nemalis ulam. They began two kohanim who got to do the keteris. The one with the keteris, the one with the shovelful. Oilem, they go up the mouse ulam, the stairs of the ulam, the 12 stairs going up to the ulam. It preceded them were the ones who were Zeicha and the Dishim Zmeicha Pnimi, which was already done. Remember, we left the Teni inside the Heichel, and the Menorah, we already did five, and we left the Kuz on the second step of the Menorah. They would go first. He now takes his Teni. Time to bring it out and put it next to the Mizbeach. Vishtach, he bows. Anytime you leave the Heichel, you have to bow and go out. Now it's time to go do the Dishon of the other two, or other one, the Tovas Aneiris. If you would find the two eastern ones that were lit, remember, we're assuming the Menorah was situated from east to west, and the second one from the east is the one we refer to as the Ner Meravi. I know that sounds a little strange. Ner Meravi, you think, is the one on the west. Well, it is kind of west. It's more west than the first one, but without getting into all the fine details, yes, the Ner Meravi is the second one from the east. It's definitely not the most western one, not even close. Okay? Not even close. Okay. So he finds them lit. Dashen is a Mizrahi. What does he do? He takes Deshen from the east. Maniach is a Meravi Doilik. He takes Deshen from the most eastern one and leaves the western one Dalek. From there, we're going to light the Menorah Ben Arbayim. So I think you'd light the other candles from that. And then afterwards, you'd put out the Maravi, be mate of it, and then relight it. I think that was the way it worked. But another day, Matzah Shekov even went out, either this time or before when he came in to do the first five. Then you dash in it, and you relight it in the morning. From the Isha Maracha, from the Mazbech Oila, from the Isha Maracha, from the big fire in the Mizbech. And everything else lived from that. Not as a kuz, mimalashin, yeah. He takes the kuz from the second step with all the oil and wicks, shtachli bazan yatz, and it goes out. What do you do with the dishon and menorah? I think he put it the same place. Dishon mizbech apnim, yeah, I think the same place. And the dishon and mizbech achitzon. I think all three were in the same place. And all were nivla in the karka. Base. Mish zacha b'machto. The one who has the machto full of coals. Tzaber sagecholam agav mizbech. He puts the coals on the mizbech. Apnimi. Mizbech akteres. Ridom shul machto. And he flattens them out with the bottom of the shovel. That's his job is now done. Shtach, Vyatzi bows down and he goes out. Gimel, Mish, Zachabek Tayres, Sainatolas Abozech, Mitechaka. One who's Zach and Kateres takes the Bozech, the spoonful of Kateres, from within the calf, which is the larger clue that was underneath. Nice, now he takes the calf, gives it over to his relative or his friend who helps him out. Nispazer, Mimenelus Seichai. If it would spill some of the calf into the, some of the Bozech into the calf, the nice and low, they would give it to him, Bechofnov, they'd put it into the fist, the hand, the fist, the cupful of the one who's giving Mach to Kateris. And so he could throw it onto the Mizbech. Malab, the nice, I mean, his hands were full, though. He has the Bozich in his hands. I mean, after he puts the Bozich, and then he does, takes it, I don't know exactly how they did that. Malab, the nice, and they teach him. Now remember, no one ever did Kateris more than once. So everybody, when they do Kateris, they're rookies. I'm sure they did the research how to do it properly, but you know. And they know it's time to prepare because they win the lottery and now it's time to go. So you better learn, you better be really educated beforehand or stay out of that lottery. Havizar, Shematazchel Fanech Shlotichove. So this we were a little bit confused about what it meant exactly. They didn't want him to start putting it close to him, they want him to do it. Again, he's standing to the east of Mizbech. They want him to start putting it far away to the west. And this way, when he sweeps in all Keteris that spread out, he could push it westward. If you would pour it next to him, closer to him east, which would be more convenient, then when he has to, things spread, he has to go put his hands above the fire. Something like that. I don't 100% get it.
They don't talk about east or west in my book. They just talk about in front of him.
Yeah. They should do it in front of you. Okay. They don't get into all the fine details. Don't do it in front of you. Do it more on the western side. Hischil meradid v'yotza. So I think it means meradid means to flatten. I don't know. Meradid means to flatten. They flattened it, I think. It's not clear to me because it sounds like he used to make a pile of Keteris. Now it sounds like he made it a pile. He flattened it. Maybe it was originally a pile, then he flattened it. This I did not get clear. The Rav is not so clear about it. Meradid means to flatten. I don't know, that's why I understood it. Okay. Well, Yamakter. He didn't do it at Shamamuna Oymalakter until he got the directive from the Mamuna, Hakter. He heard the bang, Hakter. If he was the Kohen Gadol doing Keteris, the Kohen Gadol do Keteris thinking whenever he wants. He can do anything whenever he wants. I think so. Not sure about that. We'll learn more about that today. But I think he could do Keteris whenever he wants. Yishi Kohen Gadol Hakter, more respectful. My master, Kohen Gadol Hakter. I don't know why he needs this directive. Yeah, it's not right to do it without an order. All right, more humility. Per Shuam. When he does the Keteris, the Am leaves the Heichel. Victor, while he's makter it. Vishtachava, once he finishes, he bows down, v'yotz, and he leaves. Just looking for Yom Kippur, no one's allowed to be there when the Kohen Gadol does the Keteris. So too over here.
And he took the spoon with him, it says.
But yeah, you're not going to leave it there. Zayin Aleph. Bizman Shekohen Gadol nichnas l'shtachavois, when the Kohen Gadol goes into bow. Now, it sounds like after the Keteris, all Kohanim would come in to bow. Okay? If the Kohen Gadol is present, he goes in first. When he goes in, Shloisha Echzimah, three attendants holding him. Echem Minay, one to his right. Echem Smalay, one to his left. Echem Avonim, one holds his stones. We did not understand what that means. He has the kisvos eifod avnei shayam on his shoulders. What exactly are you doing? Why are you holding the stones? I'm not clear. They're heavy, maybe? Like holding them? Oh. Very confused about this. No explanation given. When the Mamona hears the Kohen Gadol's feet, that he's come, he's leaving to enter into the Heichal. Higbia lois pareches. He lists out the pareches that was by the opening of the Ulam. There were not doors, there was a pareches there. The Nechnas, the Kohen Gadol goes in, Shtach v'yibaz v'yatzin goes out. Then, v'nechnasu achav ha-Kohanim, then his brothers, the Kohanim, come in, Shtach v'yatzin, they bow and they go out. Again, out of respect, he goes first with attendants, etc. He's the Kohen Gadol after all. Beis. Okay. Bo'u v'amdu amalas ulam. The Kohanim now stood at the steps of the ulam. It's time for Birchas Kohanim. Amdu arishayim l'droim achei makanim. The first one stood to the south of the other Kohanim that are going to come join them. These ones that we're going to be talking about now, the first ones are on the south side, which is... Kohanim are all standing on the Pesach Ulam facing the Mizbeach, they're on the right, which is the more Choshev side. Okay? Who are these Kohanim? So you have five. The Midashin Mizbeach Pnimi, the Midashin the Menorah, the one who brought the Machta for the Keteris, then the one who brought the Keteris, and the one who helped him, the helper of the Keteris. You talked about the Ayavai, the Kravai. Okay. The Chamisha Kelim Biadam, and they have five Kelim. Teni Biad Echot. On one hand, they have the Teni, Dishon Mizbech Pnimi, Kuz Be'erachot, Dishon Menorah, Machta Be'erachot, Machta. I think everything is empty by now because they already took it and put it on the Ritzpas Hazara. The Shavu, Abazeh Be'erachot, the Bazich, and the Kaf, that was by the helper. V'kisui Be'erachot, he also had this cover we spoke about a few Mishnahs ago.
Cover of the Kerish.
Berachos on Brachach, they benched the nation on one Bracha, Berachos Kanim. What do you mean one Bracha? Berachos Kohanim is comprised of three parts. It's referred as one bracha because since they did not answer Amen in the Mikdash, there would no breaks between the parts. And therefore, it was one long bracha. All right, Mr. T?
Keep going. One long bracha, no
Amen. Oh, okay, no breaks. Shemidina, Shalosh Brachos. Uva Mikdash Bracha Achas. In the Medina, it said one bracha. Let me say it again. The Medina would say three brachas. They were split up into three parts. In Mikdash, there was one part because they said Amen. But the question is in the Mikdash, they did say Baruch Shem Kol Machusoy in place of Amen. But they said in this particular case, they did not say it. All right. Fine. In the Mikdash, they would say the shame of Hashem the way it's written. Yud Kei Vav Kei. And out of the Mikdash, Kinuyov. They say the shame Adnos, Aleph Dalid. Okay. Sokim Zeshmil Oyom Zezichu the Dravidar. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is not generally pronounced the way it's written, except in the Beis Mikdash. Even the Beis Mikdash, not always. I think this is, no, I'm not sure where one doesn't say here. I don't think it was always. If a Kohen would make a brach in the Beis Mikdash, he would say the Shem Mefurish. Only brachas Kohanim. And there's certain cases. I mean, Yom Kippur, we know they did it. I think maybe only brachas Kohanim. I'm not clear about this. Okay, not sure. The Medina, Kohen raises kapem. In the Medina, outside the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen lifts up their hands. Dam kneged kisvem, opposite their shoulders. Mikdash al gabishim top. Why? Because it's more holy. Oh, because this is saying the Shema Mefurish. There's Shechina. Therefore, they have to do it. Ah, okay. Because of the Shechina. Some say that even in the Medina, they could go above their heads if they want to. Others disagree. Chutz mikoyin gadol shein magbi yodav v'lamal min atzitz. The kohen gadol cannot go above the tzitz because it's kodesh l'Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda im rav kohen gadol magbi as yodav v'lamal atzitz. He could go above the tzitz. Shneim rav yisa aron as yodav alaom vayivarechem. He put his hands on top of the nation. So what do you see from that? He's on top of the nation, then on top of his head also. Okay, I guess. You're assuming he's the same height as them. So how did he get on top of their heads? Unless he wasn't on a sort of platform, I guess. All right. Fine. Gimel. Bizman, Shekhan Gadol writes a lahakter. Okay, we learned in the previous Mishnayos that they were standing in the Pesach, the Milas Ulam for Birchas Kan. Before they did Birchas Kan, see, this gets a little confusing. The Mishnayos are not always written 100% in order. A little bit confusing sometimes. Before the Debrech Kohanim, they would take the Evarim from the Kevesh up to the Rosh Mizbeach and burn them. Okay. And now we're going to learn, if the Kohen Gadol wants to do it, how is that practice? Fine. Hoya Oyle, Bezman Shekohen Gadol would like to want to see Makhtar, they've already Talmid on the Mizbeach. He wants to do it. What's the process? Okay, so the Kohen can always take any avodah he wants, even things which are given out by lottery. It sounds like even if the lottery was done already, it sounds like. Not sure about that. Yeah. He could chop it for himself. Mm-hmm. So if he wanted to do it, this would be the process. I don't know if this is a regular occurrence. I have no idea. Why don't we talk about if the Kohen Gadol wants to bring it to the Kevesh? I don't know. That we didn't discuss for some reason. The Kohen Gadol would go on the ramp. Vasgan biyaminoi. Sgan. The Sgan, the assistant, would be to his right. Okay. Hegila machza kevesh. He goes halfway up the kevesh. At this point, he's already tired out. Well, this king girl's got to get into better shape.
I guess.
Just from walking up a kevesh, he's out of breath. Not even holding anything. Ochaz, fine. Ochaz is coming. Then now he holds his hand. Velo helps him to get up to the top. Couldn't make up the second half by himself.
Right.
I don't know what the pshat was. Why do you assume they're all so weak? I don't know. Okay, is Hale Giyid? He's learning tired all day. I don't know. Doesn't have. Yom Kippur's going to be hard, my friend. He's going to fast all day. He's going to do a lot of work. If he's not in good shape, it's not going to be easy. All right. Hoishid la yarishayin. He gives him the first limbs, the roish and the right back, right rear foot. He gives it. Who gives it to who? Who gives it to who? It says over here. Again, we learned before that they had a lottery. Which kohen are going to bring? They've already tamid from the roshachta to the. Wherever it's cut up to the kevesh. Okay. Those same Kohanim will now bring the limbs from the middle of the ramp to the top of the ramp. Okay. And they give them to the Kohen Gadol to be makter on the Mizbeach. It sounds like we bring those Kohanim again. We have them come back. Roish and Regal Tchila, fine. The Mishnah seems to be that there's many Kohanim that are doing this. This is. Whoever brought them up to the Kevesh is not going to be into the Roish Mizbeach. All right. Samachala, he does Smicha. What? Smicha? Yeah. Smicha is always done for a live carbon and for a carbon yochid. So you say this is not regular typical smicha. No. Regular typical smicha is only a live carbon. It's only for carbon yochid. This is a special smicha l'kavod kohen gadol. It should to make his haktara more chashiv. Zarkan, he now throws them on the mizbeach. Throw it? Yeah, that's what it says. Hoy should. Asheni Larishain. The second person, the second Goyen, now passes to the first, like an assembly line.
To the third.
Eshtei Yodayim, the two back legs. That he gives him now, the Kohen Gadol. V'samachalai, and the Kohen Gadol does smicho. Uzarokan, and he throws them on the Mizbeach. Nishmar Hashem, the second one leaves. The first one sounds like he stays here. Okay. Right. V'kacha, you mashidin lo yishar kalei v'arin. And this is the process for all the limbs. Who's so mechalei, and he puts the smich of Zerg and throws on the Mizbeach. Who's manchu reitze, and if he wants, who's so mech, he gives it to the smich, achirim Zerg, and other people can throw it on. I guess he's shvach, he's weak. All right. We now come to Nisach HaYayin. Nisach HaYayin. Okay. Nisach HaYayin and Sing of the Levium. We kind of skipped the whole flower and the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. I'm not sure why it's not elaborated upon, but okay. We're talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol wants to nab Nisach HaYayin himself. After he burns the Avarei Tamid, Baloi Lahakasbe, he goes around the Mizbeach. Mechinum, ask where does he start from? He starts from Jerem Mizrach southeast, because you go up the ramp, you go to the right, Mizrach Tzvainis, northeast, Tzvainis Moravis, northwest, Moravis Dreimus, southwest. Nuslo, and they give him the wine, and then I said to pour, because that's where the holes were to pour the wine. Now, why did he go that way? That was, he took the scenic route, as we say. Because when he went up, we have a rule, you have to always go to your right. And then, if he always is facing the center of the Mizbeach, as he goes around, he's like kind of walking sideways. So taking him right, he'll go all the way around counterclockwise until he ends up at southwest. As we went around, they say he had a fork. He put the stuff on the meat onto the marocha as he burnt. Okay. Weiter. They give him the wine. Oh, why didn't he walk around with the wine the whole time? I would say because it was too heavy. He wasn't, he wasn't known to be so strong, apparently. This is another different reason, because he didn't want the wine to get ruined by the smoke. The Kohen Gadol that was Zoicha in the Nisach HaYayin, he won that lottery. He would bring the wine from the middle of the Kevesh to the Rosh Mizbeach, and he would go to the left and give it to the Kohen Gadol there. Oh. They talk about that maybe when it wasn't the Kohen Gadol, it was the Kohen Hedyot doing it, he would just go up and go straight to the left. Okay. Others say not that way. Yeah. The skan stands on the corner of the Mizbeach. The Siddur Mildi with handkerchiefs. Two Kohanim are standing on the table of fats. What is the table of fats? The Shulchan next to the Kevesh on the western side. There are two tables there. One of silver, they put the Kli Sharis. One of marble, they put the Evarim and the Chalavim. They would stand there with Chatzaitrus. Okay. Shtei Chatzaitrus al Kesia, two trumpets of silver. Tikkur v'riyah tikkur. Tkiya tru tkiya. What's this about? They said that... tell everybody to get ready. Get ready, everybody, Levim specifically, to the handkerchiefs are going to be waved very soon. Prepare yourselves. They see things are getting ready. They're warming up. They say, let's get ready. They don't want to be caught off guard. Okay. Bo, they came. V'omnu Eitzel Ben Arza. They stood next to Ben Arza. Ben Arza, he was the symbol Kohen. Okay, the symbols. Echemino, echesmol, one to the right, one to the left. After they did Tekiah Tru Tekiah, they went and stood by Ben Arza. Okay. He did his symbols now? Didn't say. Did he actually bang his symbols? Didn't say so.
Doesn't say.
Oh, here, no, it's like, when he banged, no, it says here. When he bangs it, the Levim would hear it, and they would start singing. I thought they waited for the Siddurs. I'm a little bit confused. There was two symbols. There was two signs. There was the banging of the symbols, and there was the Siddurs. All right. Sochlan Asik, the coin, or whichever, whoever it is, can call the regular coin, bows down to start pouring the wine. Oh boy, here we go. And if Asagam Sudrin, wave the Siddurs. Oh, here it says clear. Okay. Bangs the cymbals. Divralaviyim Bashir. And everybody starts singing. What a beautiful event. This happened every morning and every afternoon. In Oyrim Shir Eliyayim, they can only sing when the wine is being poured. All right, how many Levim were singing? How many were playing instruments? Who was playing the instruments? Which instruments they were playing? That we learned about in detail in Erechin. Refer back to that. Higiu la perek. They reach a break. Toku. They did tekiah tru tekiah. Shtachvu. Ha'am. Everyone bowed. I'll call perek. And you reach every break. Tekiah. Call tekiah. Shtachavaya. The Shir Shalom every day was split into three parts. A, B, C. When you finish A, Tekiah, Shtachavaya, Tekiah, Shtachavaya, Tekiah, Shtachavaya, B, C, Tekiah, Shtachavaya, Shtachavaya. So it would be nine blasts every morning, Tam Shachar, and nine by Tam Shabin Arbaim. That we learned about in Sukkah. And somewhere else that came up, I think Erechim maybe. I think it's Shafer's too. We learned about that also. Zeus Seder Tamid, Lavoidus Beis Elchin. This is the Seder of the Tamid for Avodas Hashem, Beis Hashem. Yiratzin Shibonim Her of Yomeinu Amen. She built speedily in our days, very very unusual and touching way. A feel of yearning that the town is expressing at the end of the Mishnah. It's not the last Mishnah though. It's almost, but not quite. Yeah, and they asked why he didn't just wait till the next Mishnah and we'll leave it for that. Okay, I think this year was long enough. And we will stop here for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.